So I thought that we could actually merge topics and talk about Mexican potato salad. That's a good idea. Anyway, welcome, friends. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. The White House today coming out with a big announcement on immigration. New actions. President Biden announces new actions to secure the border. New actions will bar migrants who cross our southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum. We've got some Joe Biden audio. We're going to string together what the president had to say, and then we're going to get reaction, because obviously it's an election year. There's a political component to this, not just a policy component, with Carl Calabrese, who is a Republican strategist. And after 5 o'clock, immigration attorney expert Rosanna Berardi is going to join us on News Radio 930 WBEN. But first, the president of the United States.
Migrants will be restricted from receiving asylum at our southern border unless they seek it after entering through an established lawful process. And those who seek to come to the United States legally, for example, by making an appointment and coming to a port of entry, asylum will still be available to them. Frankly, I would have preferred to address this issue through a bipartisan legislation, because that's the only way to actually get the kind of system we have now that's broken, fixed. To hire more Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, more judges. For those who say the steps I've taken are too strict, I say to you that be patient, and goodwill of American people are going to be wearing thin right now. Doing nothing is not an option. We have to act. We must act consistent with both our law and our values. The simple truth is, there is a worldwide migrant crisis. And if the United States doesn't secure our border, there's no limit to the number of people may try to come here.
That is the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And what was the hurry, Mr. President? Joining us now on News Radio 930 WBEN, we have Republican strategist Carl Calabrese. I spent quite some time reading the official statement from the White House. Carl, I'm trying to put my independent or even my Democrat hat on today, and I'm looking at this, and objectively, my first reaction is, we're in an election year, and clearly Americans are not happy with what is going on in terms of the basic, I'm going to call it the invasion of our country, which seemingly has been unchecked since Mr. Biden took the office of the presidency. And they must have internal polling numbers that show that this is a big deal with independent voters and female voters. What is your take?
Oh, they sure do, because you don't even need to speculate what their internal polling is showing, because just about every major polling company has been tracking this issue for a while now, and I've been following it pretty closely. In fact, just today, Tom, Fox came out with a poll, and this was one of the questions they asked. Who do you think is better able to handle the immigration issue, Biden or Trump? And Trump is up by 17 points. And that's just not a Fox poll, because you can look at any poll by any polling organization, right, left, or center, and you're going to get that number, and in many cases even worse, where Trump is up by 20, 22, 23 points. So, the election now is breathing down their necks, okay? We're 5 months away. I imagine he's getting major pushback from House of Representatives members and Senate members who are up for reelection, that they're hearing it, and something's going to be done. Problem is, as you said, I mean, we're 3.5 years into this administration. I was reading an article the other day about the late General Colin Powell, who had a principle of fighting wars, and he called it the pottery barn principle. And that is, yep, you break it, you own it. Well, yep, Guess what? Joe Biden broke the border. He broke it on his first day when he started issuing executive orders to undo what Trump had done to really not close it, but manage it and put it in a legal way. He broke it with 90 some odd different executive orders and allowed this flow to come into this country for 3.5 years. And now that we're 5 months away from election and they realize this could be a deal killer in terms of keeping the Senate, seeing a bigger majority of Republicans in the House and losing the White House, suddenly this. And, I've joked with Susan and Brian in the morning and David in the afternoon that I have a a mythical file in my brain that I call that they think we're stupid file. Well, when I heard the statement that you read, I said, that's going right in the file when the show is over, because, you know, it was just full of just half truths. You know, the old saying, he told the truth and not the whole truth. For example, he said that they've had more agents than, you know, ever before. That's true, but it's not the whole truth, because those agents were put there not to stop illegals from coming in, but to accommodate and facilitate their entry into the country. It is just a mess. And now they're trying to, it's damage control. I guess that's how I'd sum it up. This is pure, unadulterated spin damage control to try to salvage something out of this issue by election day.
Okay. And again, your take. And again, Carl, you are a Republican strategist, and I'm trying to view this as somebody in the middle of the road, or even as possibly a more conservative Democrat, and separate my own personal prejudices and biases from what I'm trying, shall we say, independent. And my very first thought was, Mr. President, you've been in office 3.5 years. The election is coming up on November 5th. This is pretty obviously being done for political reasons, because you are badly perceived with respect to immigration by a majority of people who have been polled. And as you just said, the immigration issue could be a deal killer. And I'm not talking about the MAGA crowd, because they're going to vote for Donald Trump no matter what. I'm talking about the independent voter, and as we have mentioned, the much coveted, well, we used to call them soccer mom, now we call them suburban female voters. I mean, it just, to me, the politics of this just screams out.
Tom, numbers are not partisan, and the numbers are upwards of 10 million illegals have come into this country since Joe Biden took office. That's fact. That's not a Republican spin. It's not a Democrat spin. That's fact. And you see what the impact it's having on communities and municipalities all around the country. Look at New York City, billions of dollars that is being spent for health care and to educate these people. And it's, you know, and police, law enforcement, and the judicial system. It's just, it's overwhelming. And we're going to be, you know, I often said the lockdown policies of Dr. Fauci and company, we're going to be paying the price of those for 10 years at least. We're going to be paying the price of this open borders policy for at least 10 years. And you're right. If you look at, let's take the Siena poll of New York State, which is done every month. And I've been following this question with Siena poll for all year. And they ask, do you think immigration is a crisis? In New York, 65%, yes. Do you think immigration has done more good or more harm? 65% more harm. I mean, even in liberal, you know, deep blue, far left New York, Democrats, Republicans, independents see this for what it is. It's an out of control, open border policy that has incredible social, legal, and community ramifications today and going forward.
See, Carl, I mean, I'm one of those people who is absolutely in support of immigration to the United States when it is done according to the law, and when America gets to select whom we allow into the country because they make our country a better place. People with certain specialties, with certain educational backgrounds, and of course, a certain number of people who can, in fact, make legitimate claims that... Oh, are you okay? Sounded like something just screeched in the background.
Yeah, some boys. I'm in a parking lot waiting for my granddaughter to come out of gymnastics and some cars.
We'll do a GoFundMe for your brake job. Immigration is good when we are in control of immigration. And we've spoken before, and we'll speak later on today with attorney Rosanna Berardi about this system being so screwed up in so many ways. And I've got a million questions. I know you've got a million things you want to say about what was said and what was true and half true about what came out of the White House today. And, you know, the overriding issue to me is still, do the Republicans have it in them to adapt to the new way people vote and to be cautious about the ways in which that system can be manipulated, because the Republicans have a very bad track record of bringing rubber bands to a gunfight, in my personal opinion. Carl Calabrese is with us, Republican strategist. We're talking about the Biden administration's reform of immigration announced today. You were talking about some of the half-truths, like we have more agents at the border than ever before, but the real story is that's basically to act as welcoming hosts at the hotel lobby as opposed to enforcement agents. One of the lines at the very beginning of the press release is Biden taking action as congressional Republicans put partisan politics ahead of national security, twice voting against toughest reforms in decades. Can you put that into English for us?
Well, that was the so-called bipartisan bill, which unfortunately Republicans bought into, which was just cover and, you know, a way for Biden and Democrats to cover themselves going into an election on an issue that they know they're really underwater on. The problem with that bill was it still would have allowed upwards of 5,000 people a day into the country before the president could shut down the border. You do the math, that comes out to almost 2 million illegals a year on top of the 9 or 10 that have already come in. So Republicans, you know, killed that deal because it was more window dressing than anything, in my opinion. If I had been advising the Republicans on that thing, my advice would have been, first of all, don't buy into it, because once you buy into it, you own it. You're part of it now. Mm-hmm. What you should do is prepare what I would call the Dirty Dozen list, the 12 executive orders that Biden proclaimed that really have opened up the border, and put those on a big chart, have a press conference and say, these are the things that have made this debacle possible. We are going to, in Congress, we are going to put legislation into effect to undo each one of these 12. Now, I know it's not going to get passed the House, die in the Senate, but let the Democrat members of the House vote against it. Let the Democrat members of the Senate vote against it. And then you take that into the campaign and you say, this is what's stopping a border policy that's sensible and is to the benefit of our country. But once they bought into it, now they kind of owned it, and it was window dressing. It would have still allowed 2 million illegals a year into this country. Tell me how that makes sense.
Well, the very word illegals, it doesn't make any sense. When your very first act upon entering a land is to break a law, to me, that just doesn't augur well for the future. Carl, hold on, if you would. If you have questions for Carl Calabrese about this big news story today regarding immigration, certainly we welcome your calls, 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. See White Room by Cream. It always pops up when you least expect it. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you very much for being tuned in. So Joe Biden getting tough now on immigration, 3.5 years into his administration. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone number we have on is our very special guest, Carl Calabrese, who is a Republican strategist. And Carl, before we start taking some telephone calls from folks, as a strategist, and I think we both agree that this is being done for political motivations, as is, I suppose, everything for both the Republicans and the Democrats are done, what would your advice be to Donald Trump? What should President Trump's response to Joe Biden be right now?
I guess I'd say it's a Joe come lately, because, I mean, this was Donald Trump's signature issue from the time he came down the escalator at Trump Towers back in 2015. He was talking about the immigration crisis. And so he owns this issue, and I think he's in the position to say, I told you so. This proclamation today is not going to change the politics of this issue between now and November. This will be an issue that the Republicans win by double digits on. The question is, you know, will it be the deal breaker for people, or the decision making issue for people, or will it be other issues? I've said to people that I've talked to about this, if the election is about the economy and inflation and the border and crime, Donald Trump will win handily. If it's about democracy, January 6th, abortion, guns, then Joe Biden will probably win again. So it remains to be seen what issues define the election of 2024. What those issues are will determine who the winner is. Tom, I want to just bring something up. I understand your next guest is an immigration attorney.
Yes.
You know, Donald Trump tried the same thing to tighten up the asylum rules, and it was struck down in the courts that he didn't have congressional authority. Be interesting to hear her position on whether or not this attempt by Biden may meet a similar fate, or it's different in to the extent that it will avoid being struck down in the courts. But Trump also tried to tighten up asylum, and he was told he didn't have congressional authority to do it.
Well, let's get some phone calls down for you, Carl, because obviously you and I could speak for hours at a time without interruption. But this is a show about people who listen and their questions. And let's go to some other voices here on WBEN. The president has announced a new, tougher border policy for the United States. And here's Pat on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. Carl, I'd like to agree with you on one thing. You're right. This is probably going to get shot down in the courts again. Trump tried it, and the court said it was up to Congress. So do you not think it should affect down-ballot races that Congress has refused to do anything? Well, that's not true either, because Paul Langford, the most conservative member of the United States Senate, put together a bill at the behest of Mitch McConnell that gave the Republicans everything they wanted, as described by Lindsey Graham, the best deal they'll ever get, as described by Mitt Romney, they'll never get better. And the Border Patrol Union said, this is the best deal we'll ever get. And yet Donald Trump scuttled it. Should he not wear the mantle of the guy who's allowed these illegal immigrants in between the day he scuttled it and the day some new policy goes in place?
Well, it's tough to make that argument when you look at the numbers of illegals that came in during the Trump administration and during the first 3.5 years of this administration. I mean, it was a trickle compared to a deluge now. I don't know
Again, I don't want you to be confused here. Yeah, I don't think we should be confused here.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know the particulars of that bill, whether it was the best thing that could ever happen. I get a little nervous when I hear Mitt Romney saying something like that. But nonetheless, the border was closed.
What about Lindsey Graham?
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat, do me a favor, Pat. Let Carl speak, and then you get a chance to rebut, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Lindsey Graham has a long history of, you remember, he was with the Gang of Eight and trying to reform immigration law, and basically, it's a semi-open border when Lindsey Graham is making proposals. So, I think Biden broke it. He did it with executive orders. He now is having to live with it. Upwards of 10 million illegals into this country. And as Donald Trump has said, because they've been shipped all over, every community now is a border state. And you see it here in New York. Just look at New York City. Here's a mayor of New York who, when this thing first started, said we're a sanctuary city. We're open. We welcome all of these immigrants. Now he's saying if we don't put a stop to this, it's, quote, going to destroy New York City. That's how bad it is. And it happened under Biden's watch. It's tough to go back and try to blame Donald Trump, it seems to me.
Well, I would agree with you on a number of things, sir, except to say, again, when Paul Langford put this bill together just a couple months ago, you could say Mitt Romney's a wallflower, but Lindsey Graham certainly isn't. And the very men and women that do the job every day gave it a thumbs up, said it was the best bill
you
could ever expect.
I didn't hear what you said initially with Senator. It was Langford, right? I didn't hear it when you first said it. Yeah. You know, if you read that, the history of that bill, Langford says that he was promised by Mitch McConnell that there would be much stronger provisions on asylum, and when the bill came through, that didn't happen. And that's what caused the revolt in the Republican Party, because Lankford was going to the caucus saying, we're going to get these restrictions. We're really going to cut down on it. And when the final version came through that McConnell approved for his caucus, it allowed 5,000 illegals a day to come in. That's almost 2 million a year. That was the problem with that bill. What McConnell told Lankford to negotiate, he pulled the rug out from under him when it came time for a bill. That was the problem with it.
Well, one more point here. You're right, it allowed up to 5,000. It also put immigration judges at the border to accept or deny asylum at that point. No more 9 months, no more 12 months. It denied the DACA recipient a pathway to citizenship. So as a conservative, I read the bill or the proposed legislation, and it sounded pretty good. Nobody's going to ever get anything they want. That's not a democracy. A democracy is when one side gets everything. No, a democracy is when we share in these solutions. And I just think Congress, this isn't the fault of the president, whether it be Trump or Biden. Congress has failed to do its job, and I hope it hurts in the down ballot race. So I hope that.
Well, I'll tell you, I think.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
I think you can make a strong case that government by executive order is not democracy either, and that's how we got into this mess, was by executive order.
You know, we periodically, Carl, and I'm not sure how deeply you want to delve into the political history of immigration, but we can go back to the 1960s and Senator Ted Kennedy's speech on the floor of the Senate talking about how immigration reform then was not going to change the ethnic composition of America, the Reagan immigration reform back in the 1980s, the Trump administration, and There seems to be so much vacillation in our policy as to make our real long-term policy and goals somewhat obfuscated.
Yeah, you're right, Tom. I mean, every major reform of immigration has been touted as this is going to solve the problem. This is going to stop the flow of illegals. It's going to make it easier for people who have skills and educations that can benefit our country to come in. And it never happens. It's funny how that works out. It just never happens. You know, I think your ancestors came from Germany, if I'm correct. Mine came from Italy.
Mine came from Italy.
Okay. Mine were from Italy. And I had a relative who found my grandparents' immigration papers and sent them to me. So I have my grandma and grandpa's immigration papers as they came here as children. And the one thing that I always tell people is the difference between our immigration system then and now is back then, people wanted to assimilate. My grandparents came here and they wanted to become Americans. They learned the language. They insisted the language be spoken in the house. They insisted their children get educations. And that was a launching pad, generations of very successful people who came from very humble backgrounds. That's not the case anymore. We don't have the assimilation anymore. And that's a real problem with the left. And
well, as former Governor Lamb of Colorado said, we've changed from the melting pot metaphor to the salad bowl metaphor.
Yes.
And it is not healthy to have basically competing and unassimilated cultures if you want to talk about national unity.
Let me tell you what else is not healthy. The great Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman always said, you can have a welfare state or you can have open borders, but you can't have both. And unfortunately, right now, we've got both. And that's where the bill is going to come due.
Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. David Bellavia continues broadcasting from Normandy this week, every day between 10 and 2. And Carl, are you going to be on with David on Friday? Is he going to fly you to France?
Yes. Yes, I am, and I'll tell you, about 10 years ago, I went to Normandy. It was always on my bucket list to go to the beachheads, and we spent a whole day touring that, going to Gold Beach, where the Mulberry Harbors were constructed. We went to the museum. We went to the American Cemetery, which was one of the most moving things I ever experienced. Then we went to the high ground, where all of the German gun placements were. And then after you see that, and you see it from the perspective of the Germans, then you go down to Omaha Beach, and you see what, in terms of fields of fire, it's amazing anybody survived. And I remember our guide saying, "You see those buoys out there?" It was high tide, so the tide was in nice and close, the water level. He said, "See those buoys out there? It's almost a half a mile. That's where the tide is at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's where those landing craft opened up their gates and those men came out. This is the distance they had to cover before they got to any type of natural cover." And it's really a moving experience to see that.
Indeed, I can't. I'm envious of David, not just because he has a chance to see Normandy up close and personal again. He's been there before, but also he has a chance to hang out with some of the guys who took part 80 years ago, one of whom is 107 years old, and the 90-year-olds are as spry as high school students. Carl Calabrese is with us on WBEN. We'll continue with Carl for another few minutes before we have to break for news on WBEN. And then immigration attorney Rosanna Berardi will take your telephone questions on WBEN. Carl Calabrese is with us. We're talking about President Biden's announcement on tougher policies at the U.S. Border, the U.S. southern border. What, Carl, in your opinion, is the main change, if you will, the president is making as of today?
Well, it sounds like he's going to tighten the definition of what constitutes asylum and make it more tougher and make it what it was originally meant to be, and that is you are under threat to your health and welfare, physical health, if you stay in your parent country. And it's that threat to your life that you're asking be recognized and allowed into this country. That's what it was intended to do. Now, based on what you read and what you've seen so far, that's what it looks like he's trying to do. Devil's in the details until we actually see, something sent in, whether it be to Congress or as an executive order, until we actually see it. I don't know yet, but I think that's what he's attempting to convince Americans that he wants to do. He wants to shut down the floodgate that he opened up with a very, very loose definition of asylum.
Let's go to Mike in Orchard Park. Mike, welcome. You are on with Carl Calabrese. Good to have you. What's your question, sir?
Thank you, Tom. Hiya, Carl. Carl, if you recognize my voice, please don't identify me. I've known Carl for many years. I retired from politics about 15 years ago. During the course of my involvement, I was quite heavily involved. I ran probably 24 campaigns, local, state, and county. And I found that if you can come up with some kind of a catchphrase, that is very helpful. And in this particular instance between Biden and Trump right now, the catchphrase that comes into my head is, "Too little, too late, Joe." Now, you don't want to say too little, too late, Mr. President. You don't want to give him the acknowledgement that he's president. I think too little, too late, or too little, too late, Joe. You put a full-page ad in the newspaper. You get those 15-second ads on television. And that's all it says, too little, too late, Joe. And everybody will know exactly what you're talking about. And I think that would be helpful.
Mike, thank you. Thank you for the call. Carl, as a political strategist, is that a good idea? Do you try to come up with a line?
You know, in politics, Tom, there's something called the politicians running for office strive to get what's called a damn right issue. You say your position, too little, too late, Joe, and people respond, damn right. I think that is what I would classify as a damn right issue and a damn right slogan.
Well, Carl, I want to thank you for joining us. What time are you going to be with David Bellavia on Friday?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Well, we look forward to your conversations, and I want to thank David for sharing you with my show. I appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell him that when I talk to him.
Thank you very much, Carl
Calabrese. I enjoy talking to both of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, if you're on hold, you probably want to stay there because the legal perspective of this. See, we did the White House for the White House's side. We did Carl Calabrese for the GOP. Now we're going to go to the legal side after the news at 5 with attorney Rosanna Berardi. Rosanna has been on with us on many occasions talking about the absolute disaster and Mongolian cluster dance that is our immigration policy. So if you have questions legally for Attorney Rosanna Berardi, we will invite your phone calls at 716-803-0930 on News Radio 930 WBEN, 88 degrees. And again, if you're traveling with your dog, don't leave your dog in the car. A lot of people don't think about that in early June, but it's 88 degrees, and you don't want to come out and find your friend in great distress or worse.